Anybody here feeling just a little bit grateful? Thought so. Thank you, Ken. When I was a little boy, they taught me the story of Zacchaeus in Sunday school, and it came with a song. I'm not singing it. No, I am not. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. Sounds Irish. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. Feel free to say it. And when the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, you come down. I'm going to your house today. I'm going to your house today." Little kids love Zacchaeus. He's their guide. He's relatable. I mean, he knows what it's like not to be able to see through the big people. And he knows what it's like to climb a tree, and he knows the joy of somebody coming over for lunch. Sunday school kids may like him, but his neighbors definitely didn't. To them, he was a traitor and a bloodsucker, and there was, therefore, in him a little jerk. Their country is under occupation by the Roman Empire, and as Walter Brueggemann reminded us last month, empires are all about and only about the extraction of resources from the people they take over. And Zacchaeus had become their agent. He has given himself now to the extraction business, pulling heavy taxes and tolls from his own people for the empire, charges his people extra for himself. And as he is a chief tax collector, he's got an organization of other little jerks collecting their tolls and taxes and passing up percentages to him. So he is stinking rich. No wonder the town hates him. And wouldn't you? Why would he do something like that? Take and take and take for himself, knowing it was harming others and that they would dislike him for it. Maybe it came naturally. Maybe he took over the business from his daddy. And had always been a self-entitled little twit. Or maybe, as sometimes happens, he did what he did to compensate for some deficit in him. We can't claim this as a fact. But what if this man, whose choices guarantee that he does not belong, what if all his life he never really belonged? We know he was physically different. He was unusually short. Did they make fun of that? Or maybe his littleness didn't matter at all to them, but they made it a kind of emblem for other stuff they didn't like about it. Little creep. If I were making a musical about the life of Zacchaeus, and now about the scene with Jesus, I think I would have the crowd at this point break into the song by Randy Newman. Short people. Got no reason. Got no reason to live. They got little baby legs that hang so low you got to pick them up just to say hello. They got grubby little fingers and dirty little minds. They're going to get you every time. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around him. Well, who knows? If his people had, for one reason or another, excluded him for a long time. But the man does take a job designed for people who don't care much anymore about belonging. Maybe the money he takes from them is his little way of getting even, and maybe he takes a gleeful kind of pleasure in ripping them off. But then a day comes when the news begins to fly through the city that Jesus of Nazareth is passing through, the great worker of miracles, the prophet, notoriously controversial, and get this, rumored to be friends with tax collectors and prostitutes and other designated sinners. But true or not, says Zacchaeus, I have got to see what he looks like. But the streets fill up and the view is blocked for him, so he runs and scrambles up a sycamore tree to see the famous man. It's not a dignified thing for a grown man to do, especially in that culture. Maybe some people are looking and smirking, but by now, who cares? He's too short to be on the ground with them, and he's got to get a look at Jesus. By the way, some say that Jesus was the short one, which would be fine with me, but that would really have to be a different sermon. And now here he comes. And there he is, walking, and walking at a pretty good clip, like he's got someplace to be. And suddenly he stops. He stops right beneath the tree and he looks up and he smiles and he says, Zacchaeus, hurry down. I must go to your house today. That faith knows my name, knows me. It must have knocked him halfway off the branch, left him hanging downwards, and he didn't even notice what was starting to fall out of his pockets. He hurried down indeed, and there he stood, and he said, you're coming to my house? Your house? Am I in trouble? Let me be your guest. I want you to be my host. And off they went together. And right on cue, everyone who saw it said, there he goes, off to dinner again with sinners. And Jesus said nothing in return, kept walking and smiling, and so did Zacchaeus, knowing. When they got to the house, Zacchaeus laid out a feast for his guest. Can you imagine what got said at that table? At some point in the celebration, just before, or during, or after the eating was done, Zacchaeus rises to make his surprise, happy announcement. Half of all I own, I'm giving now to the poor. And anyone I've ever cheated of anything, I'm giving it back times four. Can you believe that? Can you believe that Jesus did not tell him to do this? And that standing there saying it, he doesn't sound like he's tormented with remorse and guilt? That what he sounds like is someone who is free? What has happened here? Love has come looking and has called someone by name, inviting, let love be your guest, and you can set a table for me. And the person had never heard it before, had never felt so honored before or so trusted. What else could he do but throw open his arms wide to love and turn and throw open his arms to those who are like him. And he sees now they're all like him and they've got to have what he's just been given. And please notice, what Zacchaeus is doing with his joy is doing justice. He can see that people are suffering in poverty and that that makes no sense. So he takes half of all he has and gives it to them, of course. That poverty is consequence of systemic injustice. Zacchaeus cannot fix it, but he knows he can do a part, and so he does. But there's also personal injustice. In his case, people he has personally wronged and knows it and will face it. Let me face them now, he says, and beg their forgiveness and make happy amends and more. Someone has defined justice as figuring out what belongs to whom and giving it back. And that's our Zacchaeus. And laughing as he does it, for love has come to his house and given him back what he had never known belonged to him. And now Jesus stands beside him and makes his own happy declaration for everybody to hear. Today, salvation has come to this house. Wholeness has come to this house. He is a child of Abraham. It's like he's saying, son, you forgot who you were, but you're a child of the promise. You are rich beyond all measuring with blessing. And you belong. Just see how much you belong. And then it's as if Jesus is saying also to the crowd, you all forgot who he is. He's a child of Abraham, the child of promise, and he belongs. See how I've embraced him. See how he's embraced the poor and the cheated, and how he's embraced me. Now you embrace him. You're all the children of promise, and there is room at this table for the whole wide world. Howard Thurman, a great African-American teacher and preacher and writer and mystic, said a remarkable thing about Jesus when he encountered the woman who was brought to him one day to be punished for adultery. To the men who were ready to stone her to death, Jesus said, all right then, whichever one of you happens to be sinless, you throw the first. And when they had all slinked away, he said to her, I don't accuse you either. Now go your way, sin no more. And Thurman said, in that moment, Jesus placed a crown over her life that she would spend the rest of her years growing tall enough to wear. That's the crown he set over Zacchaeus' life and over the lives of us all. Here's what I'm imagining. That the place where you are sitting at this very moment is a sycamore tree. It's a good place to be. Maybe we know very well what we've been aching for up here. Or maybe we've almost forgotten what our hearts are loneliest for. But love looks up to where you are, and love is smiling and calls your name. Love says, come down here and let me be your guest. Perhaps you have forgotten who you are, says love. Why, you're a child of the promise, as are all of these and more. You belong to them all. Wholeness has come to our house today, and here is the feast of God's love for us all. Run to it.
Zachary is my name. Wall Street is my domain. And I don't think I really care what people think of me out there. I'm getting rich, I've got all I need. Really don't give a rip how people bleed. One fine day, there's a knock on my door. I hear somebody say, I love you. You're my child. I love you. Come back out of the wild. I love you. Come back home. Remember who you are and where you started from. Yeah, baby, come on, say amen back there. Zachary is my name. I got no Wall Street domain. Just a little house in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's all I've got to my name. I ain't rich, so I'm not worried. Not like that Zach guy, I don't need to hurry down from this tree. Or maybe I do, maybe someone's calling. Say, I love you, you little child of mine, I love you. Come down from that tree, remember where you started from, and come, come, come back home. No, Zachary's my name. I've got no wealth at all, no kind of domain. So maybe this story doesn't apply to me. Maybe that's right. Maybe I can be eliminated from the story time. Maybe this life of mine, but just one moment, someone's knocking at my door, saying to me, little man, there's so much more, 'cause I love you. Ooh, 'cause I love you. Remember where you never came from. Let me lead you home. Let justice roll down like water, righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream. Justice roll down like a water, righteousness like a flowing stream. Justice roll down like a water, teach me a brand new dream. I miss my baby, crying in the back there, shouting amen to the song I'm singing. My name is Zachary, I've got no domain. But this I've got a little bit of shame, 'cause I've been a long way from justice, been a long way from that flowing stream. sitting up in my sycamore tree. So come now, Jesus, teach me a brand new dream. Teach me a brand new dream.